Blog Talk Radio. Hello, darling.
I said
hello,
darling.
What's up, girl?
Yeah,
she's breaking the news.
I said
hello,
darling.
Darling.
I said
hello,
darling. What's up, girl?
Yeah,
keep bringing the truth.
I said hello,
darling. Looking swell,
darling.
So nice to have you back where you belong,
darling.
On CLG.
Versus now Dolly Day,
a new holiday for us all to share.
Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared.
So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You feel the room swaying while Love and Money's playing all your favorite songs from now to way back then.
So Dolly never go away again.
I said hello.
Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, this is Vanilla Ice, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show. Holla and pop your collar.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Naperville Trolley and Tours has four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. Ding, ding. Lyle Savings Bank. Lyle Savings Bank, providing banking resources that build financial strength for each member of your family. Lyle Savings Bank, experts in planning for your family's milestones and moments since 1917. Naper Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out napersettlement.org. And this weekend is the Jingle Bell Jamboree. Enter a world of holiday magic at the Jingle Bell Jamboree that will be held from 3 to 9 on Saturday, December 19th at Naper Settlement. Check it out in downtown Naperville. Bring the whole family and be charmed with live holiday music by the Chicago Sinfonietta's Project Inclusion Ensemble and the Matilla Valley High School Quintet. Enjoy the sugar and spice of decorating cookies in Mrs. Claus's bakery and prepare to summon Santa's reindeer with a magical treat and tradition. Don't forget to leave a letter for Santa Claus and dazzle by Naper Lights, the festive outdoor illumination display on the way to feed the Martin Mitchell Mansion. Check out Naper Settlement's weekend of fun at the Jingle Bells Jamboree. Homebridge Financial Services is another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Is purchasing or refinancing a home part of your plans in the near future? If so, call the experienced mortgage professionals at Homebridge Financial Services for a free pre-qualification. Interest rates still remain at historic lows despite the fact the Fed raised the interest rate there. Home values are still on the rise, and their mission is to simplify the mortgage process, and they're proud to be your partner for the path ahead. Give them a call, Homebridge Financial Services, at 630-404-4272 to get started today. Again, that number, 630-404-4272, Homebridge Financial Services. Arthur Murray Dance, they have locations in Oak Brook now and in Naperville. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and your first dance lesson is absolutely free. We are all about the free stuff on this show, aren't we now? And we got plenty of free stuff for giving away today. Clark's Car Care is in the house. We're giving away free oil changes. Don't go away. Listen in. Hey, do you want to keep your home or business safe? Go to NapervilleAlarm.com. They have everything from 24/7 alarm monitoring to home automation through your smartphone. Monitoring starts at the low price of $19 a month with no contract. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show, and you get 20% off your installation. NapervilleAlarm.com, keeping Chicagoland safe since 2000. Another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, we are proud to thank the Bricconis. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Check out Bricconis.com or give them a call at 630-717-9530. Mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And your dessert, tiramisu, is on me. Sullivan Steakhouse, another fine sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Sullivan's offering guests a unique steakhouse experience with delectable food, fun cocktails, and swinging live music, enticing their guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. And All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GET-LIMO.com. Hey, have you been dreaming of a white Christmas? Well, that ain't going to happen, but you can dream. I'm kidding. Let's see. We've got less than 10 days till Christmas, and we'll see what happens, but I don't know. It doesn't look too good, but we've got some great suggestions here for Christmas gifts. Today, I'm going to be revealing my favorite holiday gifts of the year. But first, have you been dreaming of a tropical retreat full of complete relaxation, aquamarine waters, and miles of pristine shoreline? Or if you're thinking about what to give the wifey, or the girlfriend, or the significant other, or the family, how about all those couples you guys vacation with every year? If so, there's no better destination than sunny Cabo San Lucas, Mexico, for your next beach getaway. Now, where to stay in Cabo? Well, stay where I stayed, of course. Welcome to Hacienda de la Cruz, the ultimate setting for your fantasy oceanside vacation. It's amazing, beautiful, relaxing, and the ultimate getaway for couples with 3 bedrooms, 3.5 baths, and enough room to comfortably accommodate 8 to 12 guests. This Cabo San Lucas villa is also a terrific size and layout for multiple families or a group of close friends escaping to paradise together. Look forward to spending leisurely afternoons by the gorgeous private swimming pool and jacuzzi, complete with a backdrop of spectacular views. As you lounge on the patio, you'll feel like you're living in a painting with breathtaking views of the Sea of Cortez and land and surrounding you. At the end of the day, unwind on the rooftop terrace with a glass of vino. That's my choice. Well, you can have a Coke. This is good. And watch the mesmerizing sunset. It doesn't get much better than that. Make your getaway plans now at www.HaciendaDelaCruzLosCabos.com or check out Hacienda de la Cruz on Facebook. And don't forget to mention the Dolly McCarthy Show. And the whole vacation is absolutely free. I'm kidding. This is not April Fool's. Mention the show, and I really think that you get a special discount. I can't remember what the discount was, but I can't see it. All right, we've got a great show coming up for you. Thanks to all the sponsors of the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah. It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Hey, everybody. This is the Dolly McCarthy Show, and I am your host, Dolly McCarthy. I like to call this the good show because on this show we like to talk about a lot of good things. And today we have the good things favorite Christmas list, holiday list, where I tell you where I shop, where I buy, where I go, and give you great ideas to, here we are, less than 10 days till Christmas. You're probably in that mad dash to the stores. I was at the store last night, and I was at Woodfield the night before, and it was packed. So it is getting close, everybody. Are you ready? Are you ready for Christmas? I have a jam-packed show, a lot of fun planned for you today. Like I said, Christmas is almost here, so today is a special Christmas show. And I have one of my favorite entertainers, Tony Ocean, is in the house, so he's going to be joining us a little later on the show, so don't go away. We have a little treat for you, a little Christmas surprise for you. And the favorite holiday gift list, see who made the good list. Are you on the good list? A few. Two lucky kids in the studio today that made the good list. and then Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care, one of my favorite places to get an oil change, and you will love it too. They've got a man cave, ladies. So if you're looking, if you're putting together your guy's gift list, you've got multiple presents, why not put in a little gift certificate to Clark's Car Care or just go there yourself, check it out. They have a man cave. Matt's in the house and he's going to tell us more about Clark's Car Care. They're located in Naperville. Is it Naperville or Aurora border?
It's still in Naperville.
No, it's Naperville, but it's close to everything. It's right off of 88, I-88. Pat Lanzini is here with Pat's Catering and Canning. Pat's like a frequent guest on the show. She's like my Buzz Killman, you know, if I was a Johnny B. little sidekick there. And she is looking so cute in her holiday apron, and she brought Christmas cookies. I should play this Christmas song right now. I'm afraid to touch this button. I don't know what's going to happen.
Do it.
Yeah. And then we've got Chelsea. Chelsea, forgive me. Poliska. A nice Polish girl. Are you from the Northwest side of Chicago? Where are you from?
Bentonville.
Bentonville. So she's here with Top Golf. What a great place to go and have a great time over the holidays with a group of friends. And so Chelsea's going to tell us about the new Topgolf location in Naperville, but they have other locations too. So if you're listening and you're on the way north side of Chicago, they've got other locations closer to you. But she's from the Naperville location. And we're going to talk about Topgolf. And it's like the gift of time, Chelsea. That's what we've got. But first, let me talk. We're going to talk to Dr. Mary Amore. Dr. Love is in the house.
Oh, yes, I am.
From Mays Lake Ministry. I'm so thrilled that you're finally here. We had to reschedule a couple times, so you're finally here.
I'm honored, and we're rocking and rolling this morning, aren't we?
Welcome to the I've had my
Thank
coffee.
You.
I know. Took up.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
I told everybody like a couple months ago I give up coffee, but I decided I'm allowed on Thursday morning.
Yeah.
I don't have the cravings anymore, but, man, I'm not used to this. I could run a marathon right now.
I know. There's nothing like coffee in the morning, Dolly.
Yeah.
Really.
With a nice cream, French vanilla cream. So Mays Lake, you know, Mays Lake, I have known about Mays Lake since I was a little girl. In the 70s, my father, mm-hmm. father of 14 kids on the Northwest side, he needed to get out of the house once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go, instead of Vegas, like most dads from the Northwest, my dad would go and do novenas for 7 nights at St. Ferdinand just to get him out of the house every night. No, I'm kidding. My father was a great guy. But every year, without fail, he went to Mays Lake. And I don't know. When I was a kid, I didn't know where he was going. All I knew is the cab came, and he had hours to go.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, there was no 88.
No.
My brother went to Benedictine, which is not far from
right.
Mays Lake,
mm-hmm.
and I remember going through cornfields.
Yes, that was way, way, way back when, before there was highways. Yes.
So I have a special place in my heart for Mays Lake, because my dad would come back, and he would be a lot nicer. Okay. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm just shaking my head. I'm just shaking my head.
Can I send some people up to Mays Lake? Certainly.
Yes,
send them here, and they turn out fine. Kinder.
He would come back every year, and he would say he was just more enjoyable to be around. He was more relaxed. He told us that the priest there, or the brothers, whatever, whenever he was upset or angry, he had to do squats. My dad was a little overweight. He had to do squats.
Oh, my.
But the best memory of Mays Lake was my dad would come home from Mays Lake with candy bars, those great American chocolate, gigantic candy. Do you remember?
I do remember
Mays
those
Lake
kinds.
Used to have, I think that was all they sold in their gift shop. So my dad would get 14 of those, one for all of us kids. That was the best thing in the world. They don't make them that big anymore, and then the chocolate's not that great. But we're talking about Mays Lake. We're not talking about the great chocolate bar. You don't know the world's finest chocolate bar. It's a huge,
right?
You know
exactly.
What I'm talking about?
Yeah, schools still sell them. They do.
You do?
Yeah. Well, we don't, but schools do for fundraising.
So those are my memories of Mays Lake. But I have to say, I didn't know what was going on there, but I knew there had to be some good things going on there. And tell us about Mays Lake today.
Well, Mays Lake today, we're coming up on our 25th anniversary because the retreat house that your dad went to, also known as the Peabody Mansion in Oak Brook, that's closed in 1991, and so we were reorganized as Mays Lake
Ministry. My dad passed away in 1991.
Oh, really?
1991? Yeah. Okay, that's where he stayed, in the Peabody Mansion.
Correct.
Which
mm-hmm.
is gorgeous. I've been
there. The Franciscans built it and owned it, but Mr. Peabody had given the property to the Franciscans. So from 1920 to 1991, for 70 years, we served pretty much all of the men of the Chicago area on retreats when they wanted to get away in touch with God. In 1991, Father Jonathan Foster founded Mays Lake Ministries as a retreat house without walls. And so for 25 years, we've been taking the message on the road. And we have our own radio show. We have a vibrant online Facebook page where we minister to people. We serve up 4 to 6 soul snacks every day to feed the hungry spirit.
Really? Wait,
yeah.
How do I get that? I love
just
that
go
stuff.
On Facebook and look for Mays Lake Ministries, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, we're ministering to over 35,000 people a week. I mean, we have just gone from a little local retreat house to a national center for spirituality.
Now, people are not there for a weekend like my
family. No. Because we operate out of an office, we then rent space. You know, we rent retreat house space when we need it, and we offer for our veterans. We're the only organization in the state of Illinois that offers free spiritual outreach for our military men and women suffering from post-traumatic stress.
Oh, my God. I love how you said it. I have a lot of military and veterans listen to this show. We love to feature not-for-profits like Mays Lake and any veteran or military group out there.
And we are there to help them.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that, folks? It's free for the veterans.
It is, absolutely. And we also offer, wonderful programs for people like you and I. But, you know, we have specific programs. We just started one for baby boomers, people who are facing retirement, whose kids are grown and they're, you know, they've got the empty nest syndrome. You know, what we do is we give spiritual solutions to real life situations.
Mm-hmm.
So we try and infuse, you know, challenges of life that we all face every day with a spiritual component, helping, you know, people walk the journey with God.
I love it. All religious groups are welcome, not just Catholics.
Everybody is welcome at Maze Lake Ministries. Really.
Now, is Mr. Peabody still buried on the grounds there? I know they moved him around.
Yeah, you know what?
Where is Mr. Peabody?
Last I heard, you know,
like,
the Port Nucula,
yes.
That little chapel is still there. But he, his body was moved to Queen of Heaven. Where in Queen of Heaven, I don't know. But, you know, if there's a ghost of Mr. Peabody, he's over in Hillside, not in Oak Brook.
Oh, wow.
When we were kids, that was the big thing, you know. Peabody's goat. So
yeah, right. And now, was Mr. Peabody friends with Medill or Cantini? You know, who's the one that owned Cantini?
I think McCormick.
Were they buddies? Because those two houses, they were built around the same time.
Well,
they were like,
I think you said Medill. I think Medill actually built the house. So maybe, I don't know if he built
the Peabody
both of them.
House? Wow,
mm-hmm. He did.
He was a journalist and a builder.
He was a coal magnate. And you know, in the 1920s. From what I hear, he wasn't like the most wonderful person in the world. So, you know, he built this mansion in the middle of nowhere in case his workers were coming to get him. There was a tunnel underneath that he could hide. So, I mean, the story has just got tons of history.
Yeah, that's what I find so fascinating about Cantini, Mr. Peabody, and McCormick. Just,
right.
If you're ever out this way, if you're not from the southwest side of the Chicagoland area, make your way over here. Go to Morton Arboretum. While you're there, stop at Cantini. Go see the McCormick Museum and house and mansion. And then same with Mr.
Peabody.
Peabody
Mansion.
Peabody
right.
Mansion.
Exactly.
It
Maze Lake Peabody Mansion.
Something you don't
want
to miss.
No.
Places to definitely see in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
So Maze Lake's got a lot of programs. You could go to your website and see
absolutely
what classes or retreats.
Right. MazeLakeMinistries.org. There is a program for everybody. And we are the largest resource for individual spiritual direction also in the Midwest. So, you know, people...
What does that mean exactly?
Spiritual direction is, you know, if you're having a little struggle in life or you're wondering where am I going next, you know, a spiritual director helps you find God in the midst of your everyday mess right now. And so it's really nice to walk the journey with someone. and you know, in honor of the Dolly Show, anyone who calls and mentions your show, we will give them their first session free.
Did you hear that?
I'm
for
calling
spiritual
today. Direction. There you go.
Oh, I'm calling. I'm there.
We have 26 spiritual directors on staff, and they are there to help you.
Thank you. That's
on
really
your
nice.
Spiritual journey.
I love that. And I love Maze Lake. Keep up the good work over
here.
Dr. Love. I mean, Dr. Miriam Morey.
I mean, how can you go wrong in ministry with Dr. Love?
You were born to be a minister.
I think so, yeah.
Thank you so much for coming.
It's an honor.
Please
Thank
come
you.
Again in the new year and check... you know, give us an update on what's going on over there.
We will, okay.
And are the grounds open too? They're so beautiful. Could people just go on the grounds, park, and walk?
You know, the Peabody Mansion that is in Oak Brook, I believe it's open on Tuesdays to the public, but it's owned now by the DuPage Forest Reserve. So they should probably check with their website.
Okay, fantastic.
But thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Mary, so much.
Thank
Dr.
you
Mary
so much.
Dr. Mary Morey, check
Christmas.
Out Maze Lake Ministries. I'm giving the website.
Oh, yes, MazeLakeMinistries.org.
.org, there we go.
Thank
Perfect.
You.
Thank you again for coming to the program. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She's the greatest gal on the radio. You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right. Okay, well, as I mentioned earlier in the show, we do have a special guest for you. Not that Dr. Love wasn't very special, wasn't she? We have Tony Ocean in the house, and I'm supposed to be singing with him, I guess. I don't know the words. I really can't say. How does that, what's the name of that song? Baby, It's Cold Outside? That's it. Hello. Tony Ocean's in the house. I don't have an extra mic, so he's not on the mic right now. But right now, we are going to talk about all good things. Good things, meaning good things to get your family, friends, loved ones for the holidays. I've got a whole list. You can check out my Facebook page to see the list. Just one second. Let me play a song. I gotta.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, cool. We're back. We just had to check some technical things out. So we have the good list, the Dolly good list for the holidays. So check out the whole complete list on my Facebook page, The Dolly McCarthy Show. But right now, I'm still lucky to have in the house Chelsea. Chelsea, you're going to have to say your beautiful Polish last name. We have to celebrate the nationalities, too. Because I know the Polish have a lot of great Christmas traditions.
Yes. I don't know them, but my last name is Polish, and it is Poliska. So that's
Poliska.
It. Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks.
And so
I love it, too.
Where's your family from originally?
I don't know. All over the place.
Well,
yeah.
Part of Poland.
I don't know. I'm a little bit of everything.
I'm a little bit country.
Yeah, but I know the last name is Polish. That's
okay.
All I know.
All right,
Dolly, there's
Dolly.
A Polish tradition. During the Christmas dinner, you have mopwep. Isn't that the whole? It's the wafer.
Yeah.
And everybody just takes a bite and passes it along.
I remember growing up on the north side of Chicago, and Italians, Irish, and Polish, and they did that tradition, and I was very jealous. How come they get to bring the host in their house? My parents were like, you got to go to church. Why can't we do what my girlfriend Diane Kozlowski does? It's true. I have a girl. One of my best friends from grade school was Diane Kozlowski, and they did that. True story. All right, but whatever. Okay, enough of that. We're talking about the good stuff. So Chelsea is here from Topgolf.
Yes.
It's the gift of time. Tell us about Topgolf in Naperville.
So Topgolf is a new entertainment complex. It's focused around a golf-type game. So you're standing in a three-story hitting facility. It's a beautiful facility, brand new, lots of stuff to do inside. But the main attraction is this technology-driven golf game. So all of the golf balls that you hit have a microchip inside of them. They're tracked to your name. So you're aiming for 11 different targets in our outfield. Every time you hit a golf ball into that target, you score points. So the main concept is you're playing against your friends, family, whoever you're with. You're eating and drinking while you're doing it, having a good time, and it's a lot of fun for everyone.
Eating and drinking and playing golf. Something like that's dangerous. Okay, so you could go with how many people can you have with you?
You can come with however many you'd like. You can fit up to six in one hitting bay,
is what
we call them.
And I hear the bays are warmer in the winter.
Yeah. They're about 20 degrees warmer than it would be outside. So if it's like 20 degrees and snowing, we're still golfing all year.
You would still wear a jacket, though.
You could wear like a light jacket, we say.
If it's 30 below, are you still open?
Yeah, we're open all year. All year, all weather.
Golfers are crazy. I know.
Yes.
And I am one of them.
Especially the top golfers. We are dedicated.
I could totally golf right now, today.
Yeah.
I could
Well,
totally
today it's beautiful.
It's
but
beautiful.
In like February when it's snowing and gross, we'll still be golfing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a fun time. I went one time to top golf.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a date. It was the first date. I will never, ever do that again. I don't recommend first date to top golf because you got to put the ball down.
Not in Naperville. We have an upgraded technology system.
You got a big butt like me. You don't want
to. Mark, I had to bring you there, though. No, but you just wave your club over a sensor. It spits out a ball already registered to you. So if you don't want to bend over, you don't have to. But if you're trying to show off, you can.
I wasn't showing off. Anyway,
Dolly, if you don't mind not talking about first date, I'd appreciate it.
Matt, you never asked me out. Matt from Clark's Car Care is in the house, too. And he's going to tell us about real quick.
Yeah.
Before I forget, Topgolf has some things they want to give away to our listeners.
Yeah, so we have $400 gameplay cards.
Ooh.
So $100 of Topgolf gameplay, which is a lot of time. So we're literally giving you time with your friends, family, whoever you want to spend it with this holiday season.
Yeah, I love it. Chelsea, thank you so much. Topgolf, check out their website.
Yes, it's topgolf.com. That's it. Pretty
easy.
We also, if you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, it's Topgolf Chicago. Lots of good stuff going on there and lots of some more giveaways going on there, too.
Nice.
Talking about a few coming up.
Oh, you have a New Year's Eve bash.
We have a pretty cool New Year's Eve bash coming
up.
So it's a Gatsby-themed New Year's Eve party. It's kind of like an ultimate throwback Thursday party because New Year's is on a Thursday. Lots of fun things happening. We'll have a DJ, aerialist, magicians, fortune tellers, lots of cool stuff happening. And then, of course, Topgolf happening all night. So that party starts at 9 o'clock. You can reserve a bay at topgolf.com/NYE. So be sure to check that out because it's selling out pretty fast.
New Year's Eve is selling out pretty fast. And Tony Ocean, I know he's got a show on New Year's Eve. We're going to talk about that, too. But that's almost sold out. So, folks, you got to make your move now.
Make your plans.
Make your plans. Okay, so thank you, Chelsea.
Of course.
So Matt Weber from Clark Car Care is here, too. Matt is on the good list. You are on the good list. You made the good list.
Well, thank you very much.
So, Matt, tell us about Clark's Car Care. Why is your independent shop, and why should people choose you as opposed to going to their old car dealership?
Well, that's a very good question. The modern-day car is changing so quickly lately. Everything is going basically from mechanical to electronic, minus the hybrids and electric cars. When picking an automotive repair shop, we specialize in Japanese domestic. We don't work on the Europeans. We don't work on the hybrids because we're just not familiar with them. And that being, a lot of times where this business gets a bad name is everyone thinks they can fix everything, and you just can't anymore. Dealerships have a tough time keeping up with technology of other vehicles. Honda is starting to get rid of, or I should say get rid of, but lessen their hybrid vehicles. It is becoming very, very vehicle specific. So when you're shopping around or trusting an auto repair shop, there's three different types. You have your dealerships, which we all know about. You have your independents, which is us, smaller family name places. And
you
have your franchises.
I love family-owned operations.
Me too.
Is the nicest guy. Okay, let me tell you too. Matt's also my buddy. And when I had to move twice, you have a friend that could, friends will help you move. Not a second time and definitely not a third. Matt was there. He was there with a truck. I love this guy. He will do anything for you and he will fix your car and he will do it right. Otherwise, you come to me and I'll have a talk with him. But I don't think you'll ever come
or
to me.
Or see me first so Dolly doesn't get involved.
No, I don't want to get involved. But I think you're going to be really happy with Clark Tucker. And you've got a man. Can you tell us about that?
Well, we actually kind of based our shop around a female. Our bathrooms are very clean. Our shop is clean as it can be for an auto repair shop. We have kids' toys inside the waiting room, cable TV, fresh popcorn daily. We have a massage chair even inside of our waiting room.
How did I miss that massage chair? Probably because some guy was always in.
Taking a nap in it.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes the men do fall asleep, but we have a 15-minute rule for them falling asleep.
Does it feel like a nudge feature on it? No.
Well, it depends who's in line, but sometimes we just let them sleep. We had an older gentleman one time. He was a 4 o'clock appointment. Guy was older, fell asleep in the chair, and I kind of closed up the shop and did some late-night paperwork. His wife calls, and I forgot about him, and he was in the chair kind of shaking and sleeping. So they do fall asleep sometimes.
Well, Clark's Car Care, where are you located? You got a website?
Of course we have a website. We're modern.
Yeah.
It's clarkscarcare.com. We're located on the west side of Naperville, about 2 blocks west of the EPA testing station. And ironically, we're the only shop ever in the Naperville testing area to maintain an A rating for 8 years now.
Wow, way to go, Matt Weber over at Clark's Car Care. I love it. And you brought some goodies for our listeners.
Absolutely.
What do we got? What do we got in these envelopes?
We have some goodies in the envelope, but we have a free oil change that you can give out to a family member. We work on Japanese and domestic vehicles. So if you have one and you're on a good list, Dolly's going to give it away.
Come on, we'll give it to the naughty, too. The naughty people will make you good when you get into Clark's Car Care. So these free oil changes. Pat, you get one too. Even though you're way north, you could come out to Naperville, come shopping while your oil is being changed.
I'm going to check out the man cave.
Pat Lanzini's over and lives in Highwood. She is the queen of garlic. She's the garlic queen.
Ooh,
in Highwood. The queen of chick.
Well, we should all do lunch and then get the cars serviced.
Oh, yeah.
And then come to Topgolf.
Clark's Car Care is right across the street from my favorite restaurant in Naperville, which is, Matt, do you know what it is? Sushi place?
Shinto.
Oh, I love Shinto.
I was there last week.
I love Shinto. It's the best. The what's that one roll called? The
volcano.
No, there's another one. Look
Jinx.
At you two. Jinx. Okay, I can't remember. Hold on.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Thanks, Dan Ponce. We already knew that. All right, listen, Pat Lanzini's also in the house. She is with Pat's Catering and Canning. And Pat, you know what? You made the good list this year.
Yay.
She's always bringing me treats. Did you guys try any cookies? She brought in Christmas cookies, too.
I think I'll have one now.
Why don't you enjoy one, Chelsea? Tony Ocean, he's got to sing. Oh, you already had one. Only one allowed. And Pat is here. She's going to tell us about, Pat, we know what we think. We're thinking of giving everybody tips for the holidays.
Oh, yeah.
We also have baskets that you made to give away.
It's all my jams and jelly.
Your jams and jelly. So we're going to be giving those away this week to lucky listeners. You just need to send me a message on Facebook or Twitter, and I randomly pick a name. That's how I kind of do this kind of stuff. Especially with the oil changes and the Topgolf. This is great. We're giving away Christmas presents on this show.
Well, I have my signature wine jelly in the basket.
And you know that I love those. The Chablis.
Yeah.
I love that.
It makes for a better morning.
So she's all dressed in like, you look like Mrs. Claus. Even better.
I feel like June Cleaverish because then I wear my pearls and put my hair.
Okay, yeah, you are a little June Cleaverish. You're rocking the June Cleaver look there. So for the holidays, I know we talked a little bit last week when my other guest, we couldn't get my guest on the show. So Pat was here and we were talking about Thanksgiving and the holidays. And do you have any quick tips to give our listeners about, you know, the holidays and, you know, how to make it special in the kitchen?
Plan ahead. The more you plan ahead, the better it goes for your whole event. And if you can,
well, let's say you have to have, I'm having people over on the 23rd that morning. And so I want to have a breakfast. So where do I start? Should I go to your website? What do I start?
Yeah,
how do I
come to my website?
I've never done this breakfast.
it's so easy because you can make, I make a ham and egg cheese bake. Or
this sounds hard, complicated.
It's so easy.
Really?
Because it has ham,
you
cheese, and eggs.
You have a recipe, canning, yeah. Catering recipe.
Throw it
catering
on the thing. Throw it in the oven and you're done.
It's really easy.
Yeah.
Can you give me the recipe? Can you give us a recipe for maybe a Christmas morning casserole?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of nice. Like something you can make ahead of time.
But what's great is like casseroles, you can make them ahead and you could make them a couple weeks ahead, put in your freezer or up to 5 days ahead, have in your refrigerator. I also do a baked French toast bread pudding.
Really?
Yeah.
What is that? What's in that?
You take a very, it's called brioche bread.
Yes, I'm familiar with that.
And you make a custard of egg and milk and sugar, and then just let it all soak in. But I put in raisins and currants and cranberries.
See, in my family, we use the panettone. That's the Italian bread.
Oh, yeah.
We would use that for something like that. Can you use that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That would be fine. Yeah. Now, where's the pudding? The pudding you put in there?
Well, when you put the pour the custard over the bread, you split.
How do you get the custard?
You take some milk and some
sugar. Such an idiot.
No. For like a regular, and I talk in my language, so it's kind of hard. It's a 9x13 pan, and so you take 7 eggs, a cup of sugar, and a quarter cup of brandy.
You were supposed to prepare for this dinner. No, I'm just kidding. I'm putting you on. Oh, there's brandy in there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Do you have a recipe? Can you put it on your Facebook or website or?
Yeah.
Do you have a Facebook page?
I do. Cats Catering Canning.
All right.
And then you go to my website, Cats Catering Canning.
Can you put the recipe on there? Put a few recipes on there for our listeners.
All right.
Would you do that? And we're going to give away baskets with Pat's jams, and she's got some crackers in there, some nice chocolates in there. And we're giving those away. I can't wait.
I think I'm doing some pledge and coffee.
And I will personally deliver them to you as long as you live in the Chicagoland area, because I want to meet my listeners. Got to get out. We're going to plan stuff in the new year, too. So Pat's Catering and Canning, check out her website, patscateringcanning.com. Thanks so much for making the good list. Thank you for being a good girl this year.
Thank you.
Chelsea, you're a good girl, too. Yes. The top golf.
Thank you. That's a good boy.
And Matt Weber, I don't know. You were kind of naughty. This month,
barely made the cut.
That's why it's a radio
most
show.
Improved. Most improved. Matt Weber, Clark's Car Shop.
Kayla's a little dentist.
It was so great to talk to you guys. Thanks so much for coming out to the show. And Merry Christmas. We're going to play some Christmas music. Do you have anything else you want to add? No, he's looking at me like, hey, I thought it was going to be a longer interview.
No, I just wish everyone a very, very, very Christmas, happy holidays. If you have any car questions, please
Matt,
give us a call.
Matt, you're so fun. Let me just tell you, this guy's the life of the party. He was. Can I tell the story?
Oh, boy. Well,
nobody
has my face in this, right?
Can I tell the story? Matt Weber is the life of the party. When we do the Toys for Tots event every year, he's there entertaining everybody with his dance moves. You know what? Go into Clark's Car Care and say, Matt, we want to see your dances. He does. He's the life of the party. He really elevates everything. So he's a great guy. And go see him at Clark's Car Care. What should we put in our car this winter, Matt? I'm stalling here.
At least some gasoline.
No, I'm not. I really want to hear more about this.
The best
Clark
advice
Clark.
I can give you, we all have heard about the jumper cables and the blankets. Yes.
What?
With a modern-day car.
Is that safe
car,
to leave a can of gas in
your
car?
Oh, I'm sorry. No, keep your car full of gas.
Oh. I thought you meant put
the 70s are over. Well, one of the most important things, when people have their cars low on fuel, there's many advantages to if you ever got stuck on Lakeshore Drive a few years ago and people ran out of gas, it will hurt your item on a car called a fuel pump. When you run low, less than a quarter tank, my best advice for you over the wintertime, don't spend $1,000 on a fuel pump, spend it on some gifts. But when you let that gas gauge go below a quarter tank, it really jeopardizes that part on the car.
Really?
Absolutely, positively.
Gosh, I really messed up my gas cars. I used to drive to Rockford. It was almost on E because I had no money. This was when I was interning up at WTVO in Rockford. I would leave the house.
That.
It was on E. And I would pray, please help me get to Rockford. Please let me get to Rockford. And I would fill it up with $5. And then on my way home, 10 o'clock at night, pitch black going through cornfields. Oh, my God. Please help me. Please let me get home, God. Please don't let me run out of gas. I was nuts. So I was breaking all the rules. Okay. So that's a good tip. And you're supposed to keep like a towel in your car. Like I remember growing up and they always have a towel in your car. When I was growing up, they said this stuff.
I've always been proactive on items. Another big piece of advice is when you have your windshield wipers, do not let the windshield wipers take all the snow and ice off the car. The windshield wipers are not $20 anymore. They usually start at $40. By putting extra strain to all the plastic, it can break them. Get out of the car, warm it up, and get that ice and snow off of there. It will break the windshield wipers, and believe me, with all the electronics on a car, it can cost you a lot of money.
That's good advice. Good advice from Matt Weber, Clark Parker. Now you're on the good list.
Thank you.
How's that make you feel?
A lot better.
Well, thank you, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody. And we'll be
Christmas.
Right back. We're going to be singing. You guys can stick around and sing with us.
Oh, we're not leaving. We're not
Tony
leaving.
Tony Ocean is in the house. Hang in there. He's coming.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
You guys don't want to.
No!
It's JT Hodges, and you are listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Hey, I'm Justin Moore, and you're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Molly McDarthy Show.
Yeah, that's not right. Try it again.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
That's better. Let's roll.
All right, let's roll. We are back. It's Dolly here with the Dolly McCarthy Show. Just in case you had any doubts, I think we say it enough on the show.
I want to do a shout-out really quick. Coming up is going to be Tony Ocean, so hang in there. Great singer, performer in the Chicagoland area, and well-known around the country and in Italia. But he's coming up right now. We're going to sing some Christmas songs and, you know, talk to Tony and get familiar and get to know you a little more, Tony. But I want to do a shout-out and welcome everybody who is listening to the program, all the new listeners. You know, we've got WCKG that carries the show on 1530 AM, Tuyaville Internet Radio, Blog Talk Radio, and now Rivet Radio. I want to do a shout-out to all my new listeners on Rivet Radio. Thank you for downloading the show. I really, really, really am excited to meet you, and I want to hear from you. We're going to plan a lot of activities and events to get to know you through in the new year. We'll have some remote broadcasts. If you own a business or you have a company or non-for-profit, or, hey, I'll even do a house party. No, I won't. I don't think I could do that. Well, if you pay me enough, yeah, sure, I'll do that. All right, so I want to meet you guys. So in the new year, if you have a business or a company or a non-for-profit, let me know about it. We can do the broadcast from your location and have a good time. So check out my Facebook page, Dolly McCarthy Show, The Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook. Twitter is Good Dolly Show, and on Instagram. I have this little piece of paper that tells me, reminds me to do all this. All right, now we have on the show, really happy to have Tony Ocean. He's a singer and performer, born and raised in Italy. You're the real deal.
I was born in a little town called Lucca, Altopascio, which is in Tuscany, Italy. Yeah, kind of cool.
And when did you move to the States?
We got here maybe when I was about 4.
And you moved to New York?
Yeah,
I hear
me and my
York
family
accent.
Were there for a little bit. Yeah, and then we moved to Cicero, Illinois. And then
how old were you when you moved to Cicero?
Maybe about 9 or 10 years old. So it was kind of cool.
How come you still have that New York accent? Although I have to say, I have a lot of friends in Cicero. You know what I'm talking about. I got people. Anyway, and they talk like you.
Oh,
that's like kind of a Cicero accent almost.
Well, I left there, then I moved to Elmwood Park, and that really that kind of did it. Right.
So I have been familiar with your name, and I've seen you perform, because I grew up not far from Elmwood Park. I went to Mother Garen.
Oh, cool.
High school, which is now Garen Prep. So I grew up on the Northwest Side, and you always heard about, you know, going to Tony Ocean Show, or that Tony Ocean was performing there.
It's my 28th year of doing it full time.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm very lucky.
And so tell us about your show.
It's
listening are not familiar.
It's you do a lot of stuff from the music of the Rat Pack, Sinatra and the Rat Pack, and we go all the way up to the music of the 80s. We don't touch too much on the newer stuff because can't compete with those young guys. But
all computerized, electronic voices.
Absolutely.
That's not the real thing.
Yeah. So, and it's a great show. I mean, we have a lot of fun with the band, and you know, then I was part of the Rat Pack show, which we sold out for a couple of years up at Piper's Alley. I played Dean Martin in that show. So that was kind of cool.
You
so
look like
Dino. It gives you a little variety of for everybody, all ages, to come and enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm.
And we work almost 4 to 5 nights a week every night. So it's a lot of fun.
4 to 5 nights a week. Wow.
Yeah, for the last, like I said, 28 years, which I can probably say that not too many entertainers can do that, knock on wood.
No, how do you do it? How do you keep the energy? How do you keep it fresh? How do you keep yourself happy? Are you happy doing the same? Is it the same show every night?
No, we try to change a little bit.
Change it up.
It's also the people and the venues that you play at. I mean, I worked 13 years at Jilly's downtown on Rush Street.
Yeah.
So there was new people all the time. We just finished. We sold out the show Saturday night at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles.
Is it this Saturday?
We sold it out. It was last Saturday.
We missed it.
Celebrating Frank Sinatra's 100th birthday, which was really cool. And then Tuesday, I opened for John Legend in Cincinnati, Ohio. That was kind of cool. So I guess it depends on the venue and where you're at. You know?
Oh, that's fantastic. Will you get to meet John and sing with him?
No, I never got. No, I didn't. We didn't get to do that, of course. But it was a lot of fun. We had fun, and then we got a great show coming up at the Hyatt. It's my 5th year Hyatt in Rosemont, Illinois. That show is almost sold out, too. So
the Hyatt Regency. That is party land on New Year's Eve.
It's an incredible show. They get about, I'd say, 10,000 people in there between the, you know, and they put out a great package with the rooms and the food and the booze and all the great entertainment going on. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, that's a really good time. Where do you like to perform? What's been your favorite venue? When you look back over your career, the span of your career, many years,
Jilly's was the best. We had downtown on Rush Street. If anybody wasn't familiar with Jilly's, it was Frank Sinatra's buddy's best friend, and his name was Jilly Rizzo. And then we had one in Naperville for a while.
I missed that one.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool. But I love playing up there and great casinos. We love doing all the casinos in the Chicagoland area while we travel all over. So we have a lot of fun. I'm just blessed to be able to do it. And when actually I'm surprised that when I show up to a gig, there's people actually there on a Wednesday or a Tuesday or a Thursday. Well, you know, you can go anywhere. But you can go anywhere you want. And there's so much to do now, especially with the Chicago sports now. The good teams were before, you know, all you had was the Bulls. Yeah. Now they have the playoffs and stuff. So sometimes it's hard, but we're very fortunate that people still come out. I'm pretty blessed with that.
Well, you do have a strong following.
Well, my mother, probably. No, I don't know what it is, but I'm very blessed at that.
Well, I know two people have seen you many, many times.
Oh, well, I hope they enjoyed it.
And that's my parents.
Really? Pat, do you have any cans of jelly to give him or jam?
To give Tony Ocean?
You got to give him some treat. You're buttering him up, aren't you?
Buttering me up.
I got a thing to you. Don't worry.
I just want to say, Dolly, I haven't been up this early since court. This is crazy.
You're doing great.
But actually, when you said
9:30,
it's good.
You thought it was 9:30 at night?
No. When you're 9:30, actually, if you think about it, it's not so bad. Because some of these other guys are up, the other radio shows, you're up at like 5. So this is actually pretty good.
If you were doing WGN, you'd be there at like 5 in the morning, 6 in the morning.
Yeah, we used to do some of those, where they cut in from, and you're up at like, wow. So
that's what time Tony goes to bed at.
Although some folks, they do my show and then they go downtown and do WGN at noon. And they're like,
you're
early, Dolly. I'm like,
toughest one was always like when you get to be 6 a.m., you had to do like the Man Couch show. And it was like, wow, 6 a.m.
Yeah.
It was a little nutty,
So, what do you love about, what's your favorite part about the show? Do you love singing the Dean Martin songs or do you have your own songs?
Yeah, we have our own. See, for a long time, we were kind of typecast because when I did the play for all those years, an off-Broadway play, which we traveled all over.
Tell us about that for those that are not.
It was called The Pack Is Back, and it was at Piper's Alley downtown. It was right next to Tony and Tina's wedding kind of thing. And it was a story of the Rat Pack that Frank kind of was in a car, and car broke down, and he fell into this place here, and he wanted to dream of being back with with Dino and Sammy. So it was a play based on that. And then we did that show all around. So for a long time, people was typecast with just doing the Sinatra stuff, the Rat Pack stuff. But for the last maybe 10 years now, we got into the rock and pop and 50s, 60s, 70s stuff, so which is kind of nice. We've got to let people know that we're not just the Rat Pack stuff.
Absolutely.
So it kind of works out really nice.
Your phone is going off. Someone's trying to book you now. They hear you talking. Your mom. Your mom. Put her on the show. Let's talk to your mom.
She can't speak English, so.
Get out, really?
Yeah, she's not very good.
Is she still living in Italy?
No, she's in Elmwood Park, actually. So actually, my only and my sister, but most of my family on my side are all in Italy.
Okay, what part of Italy is your hometown?
We're Northern Italian, so we're up. Yeah, we're from Tuscany, and actually, my real first name is Maurizio, and my last name is Carrara, which is. So we were trying to come up with a name when I was first starting because no one wanted.
How could you say those names,
So I was with Steve Dahl. You all know Mr. Steve Dahl.
Oh, yeah, Disco Inferno.
So we're trying to come up with...
Disco Demolition.
We're trying to come up with a name, and I was watching Ocean's 11, the original one. And Frank Sinatra's name was Danny Ocean. Danny didn't sound Italian enough for me. So we said, let's do Tony Ocean. So I've been incorporated.
Did your mom still call you? How do you say your
name? Maurizio.
Maurizio. Does she still?
No,
obviously.
Now she's trying to call me Tony.
Sometimes. Anthony.
Yeah, so depends what kind of mood she's in.
Nice. So. Well, my family's from way down south, Calabria. Calabria.
Yeah. Okay. Great.
So not that you need to
you're
know,
speaking
random thoughts right coming out of my head.
She's Italian too. Your family, right?
My husband's family.
Yeah.
But we'll just call it that. Do you have an Italian last name?
Yeah, lots of
stuff. And the way you cook, girlfriend. So, what were you asking me, Tony? I'm sorry.
Do you speak Italian or little bit at all?
Besides
the swear words?
Yeah. You know, at Garen, at Mother Garen, I took Italian all 4 years.
So you were next
years.
To Holy Cross, so you're right? You're in trouble over there, right?
We were troublemakers. Yeah, we were in trouble a lot. No, so I took Italian for 4 years at Garen, and then I took it for 2 years in college. And think I'd be fluent with all those years. But it's not that easy. Oh, I went to Italy, and I was speaking very well that summer that I was in Italy. I was doing really well. And
but I've lost it all. I mean, some of it comes back.
I would have lost it, too, if I don't talk to my mom all the time. I would have lost it, too, because some of my friends still talk, but not that much.
I love listening to Italians
talk.
I even love when they're arguing. It's
beautiful. So even when I put out I got like 7 CDs, even my last one is called Me and Mr. Jones, we put one Italian song on every one of the CDs, so we can try to keep the...
So do you want to sing an Italian, speaking of Italian songs?
No, I don't sing Italian.
We don't have any, so we're going to blame it on your agent.
No,
we don't have
sorry, we don't have any music, but we can sing it. We can
I know it's early.
It's okay.
What do you want to sing?
Whatever.
You could. How about we start? Let's warm up. Let's listen to you sing.
You
want
to do the baby? It's cold outside. Let's do that.
Oh God! I don't have the word. What you sing?
I got the word.
How about singing an Italian Christmas song and then I'll look up the words.
I don't have an Italian Christmas song. Now you're really killing me.
I mean, you didn't listen to Mario Lanza.
Listen, I'm doing
when
the same thing you are. Look, we're putting up. Look, I got the words. You got them. Come on.
Really? Okay, wait. I'm getting the words. I'm getting
all right,
the words.
Me
my
too.
Phone is frozen.
We'll just do one verse.
My phone is frozen. Can you believe this?
Mine freezes up too all the time.
You know what? Because it's cold outside. Hey,
it's not that cold.
But,
but I want the snow. We want snow.
Yeah, can you look up the words for me? Like it, Tony. How about singing an Italian Christmas song, and then we'll do Baby It's Cold Outside. How about a lullaby? What does your mother sing?
My mother doesn't sing.
Poor guy. I'm putting him on the spot.
My mother doesn't sing. My grandfather used to sing in Italy, but that was it.
Say something in Italian.
Allo tutti mi amici, tutti miei amici qui in Chicago, volevo dire allo buon Natale e buon anno, which means Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
I love it.
I
love it. Okay, we're going to sing a song. Let's play it. Let's see if I can find some Christmas
music. Do you speak proper Italian or dialect?
I speak Italian. In Tuscany, Luca, Tuscany, that's how they were taught. So when I went to school to try to learn, I flunked Italian because they don't teach you the proper.
No,
they
don't.
Teach you the dialect stuff, you know. So.
All right, what are we singing, Tony?
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm supposed to start that. Because I heard it on the way to the studio this morning.
The original version was Dean Martin and Doris Day.
Pat's looking up the words for me. Baby, it's cold outside. We're going to get this to you.
We'll do one verse for you.
I think I got some sheet music in my car if you need it.
There you go.
Pat, where are you?
My phone's freezing.
Everybody's
must be cold in here.
I can't believe my phone is absolutely frozen. I think this is not meant to be. This is not meant to be, Tony.
While we're
looking up the lyrics, while Pat's looking, so tell us about, you got a website, you got a Facebook page.
TonyOcean.net or .com, both of them there. Facebook page, you can find all my dates, all my updates all the time on there. Like I said, coming up.
You got some shows coming up. You got
New
Year's Eve.
Yeah, New Year's Eve coming up at the Hyatt. You can still get tickets there, Hyatt in Rosemont. And like I said, we play 4 to 5 nights a week. Tonight we'll be in South Barrington, Illinois.
Oh, my sister's house. My sister's hood.
In Contra la Tavola, which means gather around the table. That's the place in Barrington. Friday night we'll be at Milrose in North Barrington. And then Saturday we're up in Rockford, Illinois. So.
Where in Rockford?
Francesca's in Rockford.
Okay. There used to be a really great Italian. When I worked in Rockford as a reporter anchor, there was a great Marie's Italian restaurant there. Have you heard of it?
No.
I can't believe this.
Got it.
You got it?
Got it.
I can't believe my phone is frozen in this moment.
My phone, I can't
Tony
take
pictures
anymore.
Tony and I are having
anymore.
A moment.
Hey, crazy.
Tony,
right. Yeah.
you win an oil change at Clark Car Care.
God bless. You know what? Why don't you give it to somebody who might need it because I leased my car.
You could still bring your leased car to
all
Clark
right.
Car
I'll bring
Care.
It. You got it. Thank
right?
you very much.
Or give it
Thank
away
you,
as a
sir.
Gift.
I've got it. All
give
right.
it away as a gift. All right. Here we go. This is
Baby, It's Cold Outside.
Tony Ocean and Dolly McCarthy attempting to sing Baby It's Cold Outside.
All right.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I got to go away.
Baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping you've been driving
so very nice.
All your hands just like ice.
Mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's yours?
Father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
really,
roar.
Really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
Maybe
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
Neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Hey, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
Wishing you how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks swell.
I'll say no.
Mind if I'm moving
At
closer?
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, yeah,
it's great.
Way too fun. I got to get.
get home.
Baby, it's cold outside.
They let me a coat.
Baby, it's cold outside.
We've really been
lucky
grand.
That you dropped
Why
in.
Don't you see?
Look out that window at that storm.
Bound to be talked to.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
At least there'll be plenty of time.
Waves upon a tropical shore.
Really can't stay.
Gosh, your lips are delicious.
Oh, but it's cold.
Cold.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Wow, that was great. Great job,
it.
Dolly. Thank
oh
you very
God.
Much.
You two I gotta
practice
tell you,
that.
We didn't even practice.
That was great.
Did
and we didn't,
that,
and we didn't even have music.
And we're not great. Even in a shower. I used to sound really good in a shower. You know, I used to sing with a band, but I feel like I've lost my voice through the years. From yelling at my children all the time. I'm just kidding. I feel like I've lost it. I had some... T3 in line, I feel like I lost it, but I
no,
feel pretty good
have
about
it.
That.
That's right? Actually pretty good. And you know, it's kind of weird. I mean, we've been doing this for such a long time as Tony Ocean. When I started singing, I was 16, and I was doing like the rock and roll, heavy metal stuff. I mean, I got to the point where I left my dad's bakery. We did Star Search. I lost by a quarter of a point. Made it that far to start with Ed McMahon. I got to meet Ed McMahon, which was real cool. But then when there was no money to be made in rock and roll music anymore, and, you know, I left the bakery, and my dad said, oh, you're a bum. You're
oh,
a bum. You got to go sing music. You're a bum. So I got to, you know, the play came up, and everything changed. But, you know, you got to see me in Vegas, which was kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome.
Before he passed away. He died at 58, so.
That's young.
Yeah, my
very
mom's still
lady.
Alive, so that's cool. She's still kicking at 75, so it's nice.
Oh, my. What's her name?
My mother's name is Maria. Grazia.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so
beautiful.
It's cool.
It's so nice to be back in the old hood. Isn't it nice when you go visit your mom? Where are you living now? Do you
I'm
mind
in, I'm in the Streamwood Chamblers.
So yeah. When you go back to Elmwood Park, doesn't it feel like just... So
it's nice, and, except for the trains. Oh,
oh, yeah, yeah.
The waiting on Grand Avenue, a place like that. Oh, my God.
Forget about it.
Yeah, forget
well,
about
I lived in Naperville 22 years. I'm very proud. I love Naperville.
Yeah.
But I, everyone's got their phones on. You better silence those phones. I'm kidding. Being back in Park Ridge is, you know, close enough to the old neighborhood. And one of the things I love is going back to the old bakery, Tony's on
the Pickwick. When you go, you still go see a movie at the
yeah,
movie
I was
theater
just there seeing It's a Wonderful Life, the Pickwick.
Oh, see, I didn't see the theater. We do that. We did the festival this year over there, the Park Ridge. Is there some
oh, yes, I saw you this past summer.
Yeah,
yeah right along
there.
The train.
And you have all those great things now in Park Ridge, which is nice.
Yeah, it's really nice. It's nice to go. And anyway, so being back on the Northwest side, on Devon, going to the bakeries. And I was in. I went to the bakery, Conco. It's awful. It's right next door to Tony's Deli, the Italian deli. Right next door is this amazing bakery, and this little Italian woman. Her name is Julia. I bet it's like a Giulietta or something.
Okay.
In it.
Yeah.
And just this little old lady. She's kind of hunchback, and she bakes everything. Line out the door Saturday and Sunday for this woman's pizza and cannoli. You know, it's so nice to be back in the old neighborhood sometimes, isn't it? Sometimes,
nice.
No, all the time.
And then you realize how much everything's changed. When I went back to my house in Cicero to see, they were so small when you see it now.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, everything has changed. Even times have changed. I mean, everything's changed with music and clothes and shows. And it's just crazy.
Do people, like, want you to do your old stuff, like the to do the Rat Pack stuff more? Do you see?
Depends.
Is that coming
sometimes
back? It seems like that might even be coming
know,
back.
But
it comes in waves. So.
First part of the show, it depends where you're at, too. Casinos and festivals, depends. Your Italian restaurant or wherever you're at, most of the time, the first part of the evening while people are eating, it's quiet. They want to hear that kind of stuff. And then as the night goes on, they want people to get up and dance and still have a good time. So you got to be able to give them a little bit of everything.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I'm getting some messages on Facebook and Twitter
Uh-oh.
About Tony. They loved our song together.
Oh, well, that's
maybe we
great.
Should take this gig on the road.
Absolutely. There you go. Time for a
Christmas
record.
Year round.
Christmas record.
Let's
yes.
do it. Did you put out a Christmas record?
Yeah,
now?
We do have. We did one. After, it's my
there,
sixth one. Called It's a Very Merry Christmas. Yeah.
I got to do a shout out to my sister Rita, who's listening, and she just said, "Hey, I do a shout out." I did. I talked about South Barrington. That's where my sister Rita.
Oh,
is.
There you go.
We should go see your show, Rita, if you're listening,
there
like you
go.
Say you are. We're definitely going to go see Tony.
I'm twice in Barrington, in Conto La Tavola tonight, and Milrose in North Barrington. So not too far from each other.
Fantastic.
So, Tony Ocean here. It's just been a joy listening and talking
Thank
to you.
Thank you for
and
having me. I
singing
appreciate
with
it
you.
Very much. Thank you.
I love
much.
It. I was so honored when your manager called me and said, Tony wants to do your show.
Yeah, it was great.
Get well, out. Tony wants to be on my show.
I guess
Get
we
out.
Have a mutual friend. Bill Malarkey first told
yes.
me about your show. And I grew up with Bill. So
I love Bill.
Yeah, he's
he
a
takes
great guy.
My mug. He's like Pat. He's like my number one dolphin.
I have it here.
He takes my mug everywhere, and he runs into these celebrities, and he says, he throws my mug in their face.
Yeah.
You know,
just like that.
Yeah, see, just like that.
It's just like that, yeah. But I love that. They're great ambassadors for the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Absolutely. He's a great guy. He's been a friend of mine one time.
A lot of great guests I've had thanks to Bill. Thank you, Bill. There's a shout-out to you.
Yeah, right.
Oh, my gosh. So what are your plans for Christmas? You going to Ma's house in Elmwood Park?
I'm going to my in-law's house. And then, yeah, for Christmas Eve, my mom will be there, too. So it'll be good. My sister and my family, so it'll be nice.
Okay, my sister said you and I should take our gig on the road.
I think
she's going to be at your show.
All right, cool.
I love it. Well, Merry Christmas, everybody.
Can you say that now? Merry
yes.
Christmas.
Well, okay. We say it here. Hey, it's my show. I can do whatever I want.
There you go.
Merry Christmas.
I got in trouble a couple of times, and someone said I was insulted.
You know what?
I'm sorry.
I think that it would be cool if someone said to me, Happy Hanukkah, because then to me it shows that, you know, I respect them enough. I respect their holiday. And so they can say that to me. I don't mind that at all. And if I say Merry Christmas, it just means goodwill. It doesn't
right.
mean my holiday is better than yours.
Right.
It's not like, oh, Happy Hanukkah. Oh, well, Merry Christmas. It's not like that. I think today we've come a long way. So we celebrate everybody.
Do you ever get Thirsty Thursdays or Happy Monday?
There you go. Or Sunday Funday, right?
Sunday Funday.
There you go.
We got to wrap up the show. It's 10:30. I hope we're not going to get cut off. But thank you guys so much for being on the show. We like to end the show on a good note. Be good to each other. Be good, everybody. Take care of each other. And thanks again, Tony Ocean, Matt Weber from Clark's Car Care, Pat Lanzini from Pat's Catering and Canning, and to Chelsea from Top Golf, and Dr. Love at Maze Lake. Thank you all so much. What a great time. Merry Christmas, everybody. Come back again, will you, Tony?
Absolutely. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah, it's the Dolly McCarthy Show. Good news, good guests, and at least one good laugh. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Good show. The Dolly McCarthy Show. Hello. Is now Dolly Day, a new holiday for us all to share. Dolly McCarthy Day has been declared. So Dolly never goes, she's here and she's staying. You can feel the room swing while love and money's playing. All your favorite songs from now to way back then. So Dolly never go away again.